We started this journey here today at Rosegrove Station. Rosegrove Station is in Burnley on a very main busy road. We can hear the road slightly in the background, but we've come down a path and we're heading towards the canal now. And this is just beautiful. It's completely like a bit of a hidden gem.
Yes, it is. Very, very close to the railway station. 5 minutes walk and we're out in what I would call proper countryside. Away from what was a really industrial station. And Rosegrove Station in its heyday had a huge yard which was full of coal wagons. There was a steam depot there which was one of the last three in the country. The steam engines actually used water from the canal to fill their tanks and occasionally ended up with fish in there. And it's because of the sticklebacks coming out of the canal here at Rosegrove.
Now, all these walks, this is the third one I've been on now with you, Simon. I've got used to the fact that you are such a historian. You know about your walks. But the main thing is, it's to encourage people to use their railway stations, their community railway stations, get off at somewhere that they perhaps don't know and walk, leading them back either to a station or they can just do the full walk, can't they?
Yeah, that's the whole idea, is we're trying to encourage people to explore Lancashire by train. Two trains an hour stop at Rosegrove, one that comes round from Manchester through Todmorden and then one that goes up to Colne. And you can jump off there and you can have a walk in beautiful countryside, partly on the canal and partly down an old disused railway line.
So what are the historical points along the way, apart from the railway line itself?
Well, once you get off the towpath and you get down onto the what we could now call the Padiham Greenway, which rejuvenated and opened in 2011, you're going to see quite a few things, actually. A little bit of history about the mining round here. There's a miner's bench just on the left-hand side as you're walking along the path there, designed by Tim Norris. It's made from oak and local stone that was mined in the area. A little further on, we will get to what they call a portrait bench, and it's been made out of steel, and it depicts three people locally. One of them is a gentleman called Thomas Lund, who was the man that designed the logo for the Padiham Greenway. The second, a little bit more interesting, Margaret Pearson, who was the Padiham Witch. And she was found guilty at a trial in 1612, and the charge was riding a horse to death. And the third is Albert Smith, who was born in Rosegrove in 1903, and he worked at the railway sheds for over 40 years and was a footplateman on the steam engines.
So these benches were made to depict the historians of the time, at the time when the Padiham Greenway was rebuilt as such.
Yes, I mean, it was people who were involved in the project to get it made into what is basically a linear park, yeah. With a nice path which you can walk along, cycle along, and it's not too steep because it's an old railway line, so you can push prams up it, people in wheelchairs can use it. So yeah, it's a really, really nice park, but it's long and thin.
How much has the Lancashire Community Rail worked with the canal, the waterways? Because this is the second of the walks that we've been on, which we're literally by a canal.
Yeah, canals came first and they were built many, many years ago. But when the railways came along, because canals have to be relatively flat and they don't go up very many steep hills, the railways built their lines alongside canals in many places. So railways cross over canals and canals cross over railways at times, and we work quite closely. We use the canal towpaths to access bits of railway.
Where are we walking towards then?
Yeah, we're going to walk along this towpath for a little further, and then you'll end up on the actual greenway itself. And once you're on the greenway, it's about just over a mile into Padiham itself, and you'll go past some old railway bridges. You go under some and you go over some. They're quite interesting historically. There's a lot of interest about those. You can still see the soot from underneath where the steam engines came up the incline, and there's holes in the stone which were made by the builders, and they used a piece of equipment called a Lewis grip, and that these were Lewis holes, and these are how they lifted the stones into place.
I can see there's quite a lot of cyclists on this towpath, isn't there?
Yes, and the greenway is open for cycling as well.
Now we're just going under the bridge now. Incredibly busy, this road. That's because it's the motorway, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's the M65.
But then what's amazing is once we've walked under this, then we're going to start getting into a little bit more tranquility once more.